The humanitarian crisis growing. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The UN Refugee Agency says over 2 million people have left Ukraine in the less than 2 weeks since the Russian invasion began. And those who stayed are trying to escape Russian shelling.
In northeast Ukraine, Russian airstrikes killed 21 people in snowy Sumy, including 2 children. Rescuers moving through the rubble of collapsed apartment buildings, listening for any signs of survivors. Hours earlier, a convoy of buses carry hundreds of Sumy civilians south along a safe corridor agreed to by the two warring sides. Previous efforts to lead Ukrainians to safety have collapsed with relentless Russian attacks. That remains the situation in Mariupol in southern Ukraine. Those trapped without water, heat, and food for days. Hospitals reporting severe shortages of antibiotics and painkillers. The blockade prompting looting by desperate residents.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson for putting new sanctions on Russian oil and gas. The president made the announcement this morning.
That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine.
Though President Biden admitted it will further raise gas prices, AAA says the national average is now $4.17 a gallon. The first trial of an accused participant in the Capitol riot with a conviction.
Guy Reffitt of Texas was found guilty by a jury of entering the Capitol with a holstered handgun, interfering with police, and civil obstruction for threatening his children if they turned him in. The trial lasted about a week. Reffitt, a member of the 3%ers anti-government militia in Texas, was convicted on 5 total counts after about 3 hours of deliberation.
Fox's Colonel Scott. Reffitt faces decades in prison when he's sentenced in June. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The intelligence community is warning Russian President Vladimir Putin may intensify his war in Ukraine in part because of sanctions, private sector boycotts, and unexpected resistance.
At a House Intelligence Committee hearing, the CIA Director William Burns testified that Russia's President Vladimir Putin has been stewing in a personal conviction and grievance against the West, that he's narrowed his inner circle over the years, and that he's even more frustrated now by his military's shortcomings in Ukraine.
And I think Putin is angry and frustrated right now. He's likely to double down and try to grind down the Ukrainian military with no regard for civilian casualties.
He said the biggest question that's hung over their assessment of his planning is that Putin has no sustainable political endgame, that his proclamation that Ukraine isn't a country is wrong. Burns said countries fight back. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Google says people searching for gas price reached an all-time high this month, with gas price national average and local gas prices in my area tripling in search interest over the last week, with the search interest in NATO reaching a record high in the same time frame. The NFL will be able to spend more to sign players next season.
The COVID-19 pandemic forced NFL teams to spend less money on their players last season than the season before. But when the 2022 league calendar kicks off March 16th, NFL teams will have a lot more money to spend. The salary cap has increased by more than $25 million from last season. This year, teams can spend up to $208.2 million on their rosters, up from last year's total of $182.5 million and $10 million more than the total for the 2020 season. season. Jared Max, Fox News.
Walmart says it will offer its Walmart Plus membership service free for part-time and full-time workers in the U.S. Walmart Plus offers unlimited free delivery, fuel discounts, and no checkout lines, among other benefits. I'm Lisa LaSera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.